Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, Ilona Europa, Accent on LA Talk Radio, every Monday from 6 till 7 p.m. Pacific Time, Channel 1. If people want to just know more about this show or just listen to past shows, so go to this website, latalkradio.com, Accent on, Mondays, 6 till 7 p.m. Pacific Time, and then you will see my face, and then you can scroll down to archives, and we have like 400 shows to choose and pick from with description who was in the past our guest. But today we have another Monday. I live for Mondays. I love Mondays. And everybody knows, hopefully, that our show is about people with an accent who are coming to America from all around the world and make America their life forever, their home forever, or just for a little bit. Or also, Accent On likes to put accent important things that happen here in America. So everybody who speaks perfect English is welcome here for sure on our show too. But today I really feel like in home, because I'm surrounded by beauty and talents and smartness and intelligence on the highest level that I can even describe, and I will describe how beautiful and smart the ladies are that join us today for our show. So I will just maybe start from Maja Trochimczyk. Maja will be having from time to time segment that will be dedicated to what she thinks is important for us to know about what's going on first and foremost in her life, because she has so many lives and so many different jobs, and she's just all about culture, all about European Polish roots, and also all about music, and just she writes books, she takes care of so many charitable organizations, and she's an artist, she's a photographer, I don't know how many books you wrote, but you will tell us again and again about everything. And today I just got from Maja email, she said, I think we can talk about, and then he's like, Whoa. So many amazing topics that I believe we will not finish today for sure. But whenever she will be back with her segment, we'll be finishing what we didn't do today, what we didn't talk about. Hi, Maja.
Hello. I'm so glad to be here.
I'm back so again happy.
With you. It's a great program. It's a great idea, actually, to highlight people who are immigrants, who speak with an accent.
Absolutely.
Like we do. We have a Polish accent, but you feature many other accents on your show, and it's very nice of you, because people come here from other countries with different histories and traditions, and they become a part of the American mosaic, and become a part of this country and contribute to it and work and live here and enjoy our life.
And
in
thrives, because
and
this
thrive,
lady
yes.
thrives. Okay, so right now, oh my gosh, look into camera, which you obviously have no problem to do this for all your life. We have beautiful Polish lady, a Polish-French actor. She speaks a few languages. And English, she's so cute because she says, oh, I have so heavy accent. I'm like, that's so cool, because that's what we want on this show. Obviously, I have an accent. I don't know what I'm talking about sometimes. I'm forgetting English words. So many times, and my guests are just reminding me, oh, that's what you wanted to say, Ilona. I'm like, yes, and that's so. This is a perfect show for you. Hi, beautiful. And Monika, could you tell us your full name close to microphone?
Hi, my name is Monika Eckert.
So, if we want to remember Monika, this is similar like in America, except in
Monica.
Monica. That's what we say. Can you give us how to spell Eckert?
Eckert.
Yeah. So it's E
K K-I-E-R-T.
Yes. So, Monica, it's a big honor to have you here. I know that we will be pitching really big, big, big performance. Your beautiful play that is called The Seven.
Year Itch.
Year Itch. So, I'm sure people remember the name of the movie. And they know right away what this play will be about. So we'll be going back in a second and we'll be talking all about when the event will happen, when the play will happen. And I know that, of course, Maya Trochimczyk knows everything about you, and you both represent Polish culture in the best way. But so I don't even know how to start, because both of you can talk back and forth. Mm-hmm. I know in a way that you are, as a very honest human being, a writer.
Yeah.
You brought another. Oh, I have this book. You gave me this beautiful book with you. And I know that you have planned for the show. So I do not want to mess up anything what you pre-planned for our show. So if I can ask you, what do you think you would like to talk about today on Accent On?
I would like to start talking about the Poles who came to America with Anders Army, who came from Siberia, who were deported, because part of my family is connected to that. So actually, what I wanted to do first is read a poem, which I wrote after an encounter here in California, and you will hear in a poem what happened. It's called Charlie Who Didn't Cross. We sit in a Venice restaurant, drinking Malbec and Napa Cabernet, nibbling on roasted almonds and fried dates. Charlie, or Carlos, the stranger from Argentina, until he says, my grandparents were caught by Soviets while walking towards the river Bug to cross back to Poland. In 1940, the coldest winter in memory, endless plain of white snow along black water, walking single file to leave one trail, covered with linen sheets to merge with the frozen landscape under icy moonlight. They didn't make it. Soviets waited at the shore. 6 months in prison, a month on the train east to Siberia. The same old hunger, gulag, cold. Then amnesty came and freedom. The Andrews army took them through Iran, Palestine, and the battlefields of Europe. When it was over, a transatlantic travel south. Born in Argentina, he carried the past of his family to California, where I listen, bewildered by this twist of fate. The same river, the same midnight fields of snow, the same coldest winter, the same single-file footsteps, the same, all the same. Only the ending is different. My mom, an 8-year-old with her parents, brother, made it to the boat hidden on the shore. All the money stolen, they kept their lives, and frostbite as a memento of this crossing drifts of snow, the way to safety in Podlasie. His grandparents didn't make it, or maybe they did. Caught, imprisoned, they reached Argentina, the haven of tangos and freedom. They were safe.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful. What is the
book?
Yes, could you show us?
The Rainy Bread.
The Rainy Bread.
Poems from Exile, and has a picture of a bread that I took.
Now you make us hungry.
Yeah, the thing is, the bread is was so important, because people were starving throughout World War II, and a lot of people were deported from Poland. There was over 1.5 million who were deported from eastern part of Poland, which is now Ukraine, Belarus, Lithuania. Yeah. They were all, the lands were emptied of Poles, and they were sent to Kazakhstan and Siberia. One of the people who were with them was this famous actress, Hanka Ordonka. Do you know that Hanka Ordonka, the famous one, cabaret star and singer, actress? She became a teacher and caretaker of orphans who were saved from Siberia and taken in by Indian Maharaja.
Wow.
So they were in India, in an orphanage, where she was teaching kids, and she wrote a beautiful book of memoirs in Polish right now, but I'm translating it into English, the memoirs from this episode of her life. Then with the Anders Army, they went off, they were taken, the refugees taken care of by Red Cross, but it was really a very amazing episode, right? We don't know about it. The Indian Maharajas, the rulers of the country, saved over 1,000 Polish orphans. who were orphaned during the stay in Siberia. The parents died of hunger. The kids survived somehow and were taken out. And then they survived there.
I don't think so. That I had no idea. Of course, I know Ordonka, as she was one of the most beautiful and the most original voices that Poland knows, and her song still this day and just played on the radio. And now we know also more about her. I had no idea she was teaching children who survived in India. Thank you so much, you know, for that.
Thank you so much. She had a beautiful, beautiful heart. She was a beautiful person all around. She loved the kids, and she wrote very touching stories about the little quirks of them and how they're traumatized and how they're recovering and all the different beautiful things she could find about these kids. And then it was just so lovely when I read it. And it's not even, it doesn't have a modern edition. I found it on the internet in very old edition. So this is my next project for my Moonrise Press.
Next project. So I think people are getting idea that today's show will be a little retrospective, will be a little bit, we'll be talking about your family. And who also, you also are originally from Poland, and your journey from Poland to America through Canada, I understand, yes?
Yes.
Is also very unusual, but you are here for almost 30...
From 97, 96. So it's 23 years.
23? Yeah. Same, almost like me. That's amazing. It nice, went right? like one day, I'm sure, for you. Yeah. But also, people probably need to know that you are outside of writing so many books, translating so many books and poems, and making your day stretching to 60 hours hours a day, because I don't know how you do all of this. You are also mother of three beautiful, smart children. So I would love to give you this big, you know, applause, because raising, did you raise single? As a single mother?
Yeah, single mother, yeah. And they're all grown up now.
And
they're
very well educated.
And grandma, so, you know, sometimes we get together, but it's not so often. So my oldest is 40, my daughter is 30, and my youngest is 26, as you see. You know, the kids grow up. They're in the finished college. They're all engineers. They're all into heavy-duty science. And they're all very talented and very smart and very good and very kind.
But I know that one of
very busy.
Your daughter sings beautifully. I cannot wait one day that she'll come to the show and also tell this part of her life, because they are engineers, but also they have your daughter has beautiful past and maybe future in the music too. You never know.
She loves singing, and she sang through the whole time of studying. She's a chemical engineer with a PhD from Berkeley. She finished first degree from USC, and she collected all the prizes she could have, including National Science Foundation prize. I mean, it's unbelievable.
How proud mother you are.
But she loves music, so she always wanted to do something, and she sang in a choir, in a jazz choir, in a barbershop quartet group, and all this kind of fun stuff with a bunch of old ladies. Very cute, and they sing so nice. I went to a lot
I cannot
concerts.
Wait to meet her.
Anyway, so this is my daughter.
So this is your daughter and two sons. They all are engineers. So coming back to you and your beautiful past that makes Polish soul so Polish, because all of us, three of us, are coming from this beautiful country. And even when we are living here for so many years, you just came to USA how many months? Like a few months ago?
I first came last year. And but I didn't want to stay. It was so different from Europe. I was really lost in translation. So I decided to travel to find my place on earth. So I spent, I came back to Poland, to France. I spent a few months in Israel. I really needed to know where is my place. And I had a lot of questions, and I got all these answers. The first one is, if the universe gave me this visa to working in US, it means it's my place.
For sure.
So go back and fight. So I came back in November. Okay. So really.
Did you both, you didn't meet each other?
We met before, yes. Before. We met, and I already know about her show, and we're going to go.
Yeah, we'll be talking with you.
Amazing.
I just cannot wait. So I don't want all jump from both of you ladies to both of our topics, but they intertwine.
Can we do that?
That's so beautiful. Yeah. I'm so happy you both met. Obvious the beauty of yours, the beautiful eyes, and just you're so gorgeous. And I know that Polish ladies are really, really pretty. And this will always help you to be recognized and remembered very, very fast, because she is just gorgeous. But you have amazing past as a very, very young actor, and your journey was very unusual because you didn't dream about becoming an actor for many years. So tell us, you were born in Poland. So what's happened? What's happened? Now you are in Hollywood. Tell us what's happened.
I think it was maybe inside of me, like hidden really, really, really deep, because my neighbors, it's a very good actress, famous in Poland, Aurelia Sobczak. She works with Izabela Kuna, Renata Dancewicz. They were like at the same classes at school at Łódź. And I always...
Łódź, this is very, very, very beautiful good. Town, but has one of the best acting school and filming school. Yeah, in Europe, if not in the world. Polański came from there. He studied a lot of Komeda.
I am from the town of Komeda, Ostrów Wielkopolski.
So, yes. I know we are dropping a lot of Polish names, but that's what our show is about, because Maja will make them so interesting, all the stories of the Polish people that some people don't even know that they were Polish. Okay, so you study in Poland?
When I was 19, I decided to go to France.
How could one decide, I'm going to France? It wasn't easy in Poland, was easy already?
No, it wasn't easy.
Yes.
Did you learn French?
A little bit, like I would like de la viande, like mixed up. But I was dreaming, and I think it was the first time when I follow my intuition, and I had only one way ticket to go to France by bus at that time, 24 hours, my two suitcases, and I go to Paris.
How parents let you to do that?
Because I had my dreams. And the parents who love their kids,
I know,
they
let them do that.
They think they couldn't really imagine the danger or something. At that time, we haven't the phone, like, you know.
No cell phones.
And I was landed in this house managed by the Polish sister. How can I say it?
Polish nuns.
It was the organization for the young Polish girls who want to work and learn language in France. So you share the room, and my first room was with 10 girls for one bathroom. But it was motivated. Like, I will stay. It was for 3 months, and after I had my own room. Like, not own, for only 3 girls. But I was working and learning French. And after 1 year and a half, working very hard to pay my bills and everything.
What you were doing?
I took care of elderly people.
Wonderful.
Because it was the only thing I really wanted to do. I was scary for the other jobs. And I love people. And the friends, the people have a lot of money, but they miss the love. So they need someone who take care of them, but not doing cleaning or cooking. Just
compassion,
be with them.
And companionship.
Which was amazing for me, because I needed to talk with someone to practice my French. And at the same time, giving something which is love and attention, and I'm
glad. We are falling in love with you more and more, Moni.
But it was hard, because the people become sometimes aggressive because of age.
Yeah.
And I decided to go to studies. I wanted to make my parents proud of me, and I decided I'll go to Sorbonne.
Okay. I hope people know what means Sorbonne. This is like
a so-known university.
Oh, you need to be so smart to get there.
I think what I really do in my life is I always go out of my comfort zone. I cry after, but I go. This is the
fighter.
I fight. And if I need to fall down, I need to fall for something very
high. I love that. Always is good to, you know,
nice.
When you lose from the top.
From
down,
the top.
Yeah.
Or like,
I love that.
And I always needed to count on myself, because, you know, my family, I love my family in Poland, but they are not very rich. They are regular parents in an honest Polish family. They are not rich. Sorry to say that. But it's okay. I am right now, I'm grateful that I not came from the
easy money.
From the easy money, because it makes me who I am right now.
Absolutely. Okay, then tell us what you were studying.
So I was studying economics.
Economics.
Wow.
Can you imagine?
I was studying international market for the huge enterprises. And I have two master degrees.
Oh my gosh.
The last one, it was the hardest one. Because at the end, we are only 30 inside. It's human resources.
And everything in French?
Everything in French.
This is crazy.
And the second one, I was accepted. It was so hard because at that time, it was very popular in France, the headhunting. And I decided my project was to hire Polish doctors and nurses to give them job in the small town in France that where nobody wants to go.
Yeah.
Because there was at that time the problem of the doctors and nurses.
So you needed to fill the space, the placements, yes.
And it was my project for the studies, okay. For the last year of the studies. And I did it. I came of the French people to hire people in Poland.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very
nice.
See,
first
you're always
project.
Helping people. What a kind heart.
Oh my gosh.
What
oh my gosh.
Heart.
And I stop it after I work it. And I stop it when they ask to lie and you need to move all family. And I know the country in France when it was really no good. That's when you need to show them. It's amazing. They will read.
Painting
it's
great just, picture for what the job would be like. You couldn't lie.
I cannot move all family if I know it's no good. So I stopped this job and I landed at Canal Plus.
Canal Plus in Paris. That's a very, very beautiful story because it's a big, big place for filmmaking.
Exactly.
So could you tell us a little bit what you were doing Canal Plus?
Human resources.
Whoa! Again, you were hiring and you hired yourself?
It was when they fusioned with the other television channel. At the time, it was to explain to people how they work, to adapt the... The political staff of Canal Plus, they are loving people, like opening. So you need to explain the other company who's working with them. There is special something different working in Canal Plus. There's like whole family.
Wow.
So you watch the film at the premiere. We were working on the music videos. So that's why my colleagues tell me you need to be an actress because we were shooting a lot of film and intern for the intern.
Yes.
And they told me, you need to be an actress. You have something. You have this light. It's like, no. I need to have the money. I did 5 years studies. No way.
It's amazing. But look at her. The hardworking habits. You know, that's a Polish tradition.
Absolutely.
Working really hard, taking care of people, and really focusing on the work. So for
two master's
note,
degree
yeah,
and
I wanted
learning
to read you
French.
Another
okay.
Poem.
Yes,
okay,
please.
This one is about my grandparents, and these grandparents, which are from.
I have the same
yeah.
picture of mine.
Oh, isn't that
the
cute?
Same
do we have
yeah,
all?
Like
yes,
the same dress.
And we have another picture. That's your
yeah,
parents.
This is my parents. So, but the poem is about visiting my grandma and going to the fields for harvest. So,
okay.
As a child.
But is
so
it from the book Shopping?
So this
with...
is from the anthology called Shopping with Cherries, which I published in 2010 with 90 poets, 123 poems. It grew from a little kernel because I wanted to celebrate the 200th anniversary of Chopin's birthday. Mm-hmm. And so therefore, you know, I asked some friends to send me poems and I wrote some of mine. And for some reason, when I thought of Chopin, I thought about my vacation in the country with my grandparents. And I dedicated one poem to my maternal grandparents and one to my paternal, my father's parents.
Sweet.
So this is the one
please
for my
read
parents.
For us.
And it's called Harvesting Chopin. The straw was too prickly. The sunlight too bright. My small hands too sweaty to hold the wooden rake my uncle carved for me. I cry on the field of stubble. Stems fell under his scythe. I was 4 and had to work. Grandma said, no work, no food. How cruel! I longed for the noon's short shadows when I'd quench my thirst with cold water, taste the freshly baked rye bread, sweetened by the strands of music wafting from the kitchen window. Distant scent of mazurkas floated above the harvesters dressed in white long-sleeved shirts to honor the bread in the making. The dance of homecoming and sorrow, that's what Chopin was in the golden air about the fields of Bielowice, where children had to earn the right to rest in a daily dose of the piano. Too pretty, too prickly, too bright.
Oh, so sweet. So sweet.
Wow. Looks
like your memories from childhood are just beautiful.
Very happy. Very happy.
And you're a happy person.
Yeah, I like being happy.
Look at Monica. Look at me. You know, people like say, why? Why you have so much positive energy? And some people think that's who we are, you know. So everybody who doesn't know Europe or Europeans well, please buy a ticket. Instead of going to another countries, just go to Poland, visit Poland. You will have so much energy, positive energy, and of course, intelligence and romanticism and good food and
good
beauty
friend.
And brains good. And everything. Uh-huh. So, if I may fast forward your career, so you decided, or somebody decided for you, that maybe time is to look into acting career for you, and you have a lot of wonderful successes in France, in some movies that were awarded. So if you can give us like fast forward, because I will be having you back, hopefully the time runs so fast in our show. So but yeah,
oh, if really?
You, yes, it's only 55 minutes, but we still have 35 minutes. So if we can say from the moment when you decided to be an actor,
I need to share something. Yeah, very important. So I decided to be an actress, so I went to the best school in France.
Again? You already had two masters.
I had no idea, nothing about the film industry, acting school, nothing. Actually, go to the best one. And I passed the exam and I was admitted. It's called School Florent. The best, like all these famous actors from France goes from the school. And I was working in the first French TV show. But the main thing about helping people, I was volunteer for the Polish organization who helped the Polish homeless people in Paris. There were 6,000 Polish people on the street, all on the Paris. And who changed my life, I guess, in this TV show in Poland, it's thanks to one homeless guy.
Wow.
He's not homeless anymore, and he's my best friend.
Wow, so tell us the story. It's so exciting.
So I think, I did 2 years of the studies because I started to work like immediately when I was at the school. But I wanted to give something to universe because universe gave me so much gift during the Sorbonne University. I had a magical time. I can just explain it's like, I don't know if you call you God or universe or something, but it exists if you really believe it. And you do good things for the people. And I wanted to give back. So I just found this organization of homeless people. And, you know, the Polish guy are very proud. So they don't have a choice. So they need to accept your help. But they want to give you something back. And he had nothing. He had just only one contact. He told me, I have only one contact, the one woman. She takes care of me, but she works at the Minister of France. She's Polish. He gave me his number. We met and she invited me to Cannes. I was at school at the time. It was my first Cannes.
Wow.
And
you
I
just came back from another
one. Yeah, Cannes film. This is like another Cannes way. Film Festival. We are
the Cannes Film Festival.
And obviously, you just came back a few years later from Cannes Film.
And it was my first one. It was a study. I didn't understand nothing at the time. You don't know the rules right now. We know how it works, but at that time, and she introduced me to a lot of very important people in Poland, and they all asked me one question: what are you doing here? It's like, I'm here thanks to a homeless guy. And we were like in the Rothschild, a very small party, very private. And they are looking at me, homeless guy? I said, yes. He introduced me to the hair and she bring me here. And a few months later, they follow me on Facebook and they call me, you have a gift from heaven. Someone write to you a character for a Polish, one of the biggest TV show, the Polish-French girl. Who's living in France, but want to go back to Poland, very bad character.
But still,
that's
role,
how you started
right?
in Poland,
and
acting.
That's
yes.
why that's I started exciting. In Poland.
Wow, how beautiful that's journey. Good really good story, beautiful story. So again, people, we need to just help each other and don't turn head on some people
exactly.
who have
because
bad luck for the moment. You never know who they were, who they meet, who they know, how much they also want to give back. We all need to take care of each other. So then you have few roles in films, and you were modeling. You are face for very, very known agencies.
And I have a large face.
Yes, you have very, yes. But if you can, people like your names, I can read them from your IMDb filming bio. But yeah, if you can tell us.
I was working for Armani for the sunglasses, for a lot of French brand for the sunglasses, because I was talking, my face is very large, so the sunglasses fits well. And I was working for L'Oreal, for all this brand, because Matrix, Shuemura, they are the brand for L'Oreal. So for all of them, for Schwarzkopf, because of my hair, color, of the colors, and for the designer, for the mostly for the French designer.
Okay, hello. And hello. Okay, so we'll stop here, because not long or not in a long journey, you came to LA, and then you are in LA. Now you are working here, you have working visa, and you are doing something very, very special. When? Date. Can you give us a date?
15, 23, and 28.
So this is the seven-year itch. And obviously, we know this picture very well. And we know from Marilyn Monroe pose on with her. So where is...
This is a McCadden Theater.
Where?
McCadden Theater. Okay. My English, I'm sorry for my English.
No problem.
It's McCadden Theater. It's during the Hollywood Fringe, which is the biggest festival of the theater in whole America. So, and I invite you. I think there's some more tickets, but I don't think so. There is for the 15. I think they are sold out. Maybe for the other days. I don't manage the ticket, but just I invite you to go to the website. It's www.hollywoodfringe.com. HollywoodFringe.org.
.org. And if somebody has a problem right now, please go to Accent on a Facebook, or Ilona Europa also on a Facebook. I of course have the poster with all information how to purchase the tickets, or you just go to Facebook and just befriend our beautiful Polish French American actor, and her name is Monika by K, no C. Monika Eckert.
Yes.
Yes.
And, a German name.
Yeah, and the spelling of Eckert is E-K-I-E-R-T. Okay, so now we took care of the business. We know that on the 15th or next week, and next week, 3 weeks, this 15th, is Saturdays?
23 and 28.
Saturdays? That's all Saturdays, yes?
No. It's Friday too. It's
people need to check the calendars, but we have three choices for your play.
Come.
So we need to just...
Come.
See you and see your version of Marilyn Monroe. Yes, of course.
Okay, beautiful. But okay, before we go to see her on the 15th,
yes,
we have another little event. Show, which is on Saturday, the 8th of June. We have a cabaret performance, a Polish song, including the famous songs that Hanka Ordonka made famous. And this is a group coming, actually, it's a Polish club from Las Vegas.
So and again, to make this clearer for people who are not... It obvious we are talking about Polish community, but everybody has Polish roots in America, I start believing. And whoever feels like want to have little Europe, you know, in their hearts and just know a little bit more, then please, this is a date again.
June 8th at June 6 8, p.m. in 6. South Pasadena Community Room, which is a beautiful
hall. How many people
from 1920s.
Can fit this room?
The room is for 150 max, 150 but it will be crowded if we had that many. But it's a beautiful, beautiful room. We actually will have a hot dinner as well. So just look up on our blog, Modjeska Club at blogspot.com.
Modjeska.
It says with the M-O-D-J. E-S-K-A and club in one word. So Helena Modjeska is a club patron. So I was so happy that such a great actress with me on the show today.
I am so happy that I could put them both of you together.
Modjeska was a famous actress here, and she came from Poland, which was Russian occupied and Austrian occupied. And she made a huge career here as a Shakespearean actress.
So you are the next, you know, just darker wig, no blonde anymore. And you can be Modjeska for us. Why not?
So this is a show which will... present for it. It's open to the public, but you have to send your RSVP to my email. But you have all the information on the blog, so it's easy to find.
And I post all links to you on Accent On, so if people can go and see my post. One of the links is the links how to get to CLAP, and that's all information. So anybody who feels even tiny, a little bit Polish in the heart, in the soul, or people who really are Polish, which we always love to have them, or people who just want to know more about this culture and listen to the songs.
Lots of fun, very humorous and lovely songs.
Yay!
And a good performance. So I encourage everybody to come over. But here, because I just decided today, on this private moment, I have a commentary to what you're talking about in form of poems. Doesn't work?
Perfectly.
So this one, is a little book of poetry, spiritual poetry, called Into Light, Poems and Incantations. Whoa. Some poems you can just sing to yourself if you want. But I put some poems that are positive in this book because I said people write so much negative poetry. Everybody's sad, so they write a sad poem. And everybody's so tragic. And
you are so right. I always say it's so...
It's just so boring.
People like to write also sad songs, but there's so not many of them that are happy. No, look at listen
hard.
To the radio.
It's hard to make something happy.
It's very happy. You cannot fake happy. You can fake sad.
At some time ago, when my daughter was small, I wrote a lesson for my daughter. So we talked about
lesson that. For a lesson my for my daughter. For every daughter,
for
probably.
Every daughter. So this one starts, after a ruby-colored glass of Merlot, I told my daughter the secret of the universe. I solve it at noon by the river. Questions do not matter. The right answer to life is yes. If you build a circle of yes all around you, affirming the essence of beauty, you'll be safe. If you say, I love you to everyone very quietly so they can't hear, but you know, you will walk in a sphere of gladness. No insult or curse may pierce. You will be whole and holy, living deeply where love blossoms, laughter bubbles, and joy overflows.
So beautiful lesson for every child in the world. So many yes need to be in this world because the yeses make us happy. If we agree to practically challenges, if we agree to just talk to some new person, homeless person, if we take a, just... What I was cute because you had a glass of Merlot, red Merlot. I don't know. Merlot.
So,
do you propose to have a glass of Merlot every day?
No.
Do you like wine?
No. I like wine, but I don't drink it every day. Yeah. I don't drink it by myself. I drink when I meet with friends and we have a nice glass of something. I like white wine, whatever.
What about French
social.
People?
Every day. You need
every
to drink.
Day.
One glass of red wine. It's very good for the heart, for the circulation. So that's why they live very healthy and stay long. Oh. There's only one. But, we are Polish. I know we cannot just drink only one.
But that's amazing.
But you have to have a limit, right?
Yeah, of course.
You're just like with everything. Moderation.
Moderation.
So if
but
you have one glass. But I read about this too, that the red wine is very, very healthy. And when, you don't overeat either in France, right?
No.
The meals are just right.
And they walk.
And then you don't
they
eat
walk
in between
everywhere.
The meals. You take a break for your lunch, but you don't have chips on your desk, right?
No.
So that's what
no
makes
chips.
A difference.
So, how
no
we are not talking about, but one question, completely different food in America than European, you must miss everything what is there, or you cook for yourself?
I cook for myself.
Yeah, good. That's what we do too with my daughter.
And
we
my
just
fiance,
cook.
He's cooking very well.
So you are a little spoiled. You met him here?
In France.
And he came with you?
No.
Oh, he visits you?
He visits. When he visits, my fridge is full of homemade stuff.
That's so nice.
That's sweet, but you must miss him if he's between continents.
Sometimes it's good.
Yes, you're right.
More time for you. You could be more focused. And he's a scriptwriter, so he needs to have time. And
right. Okay, so we are happy. You are happy in personal life. Also. So now. You brought into email to me so many wonderful Polish names, and some of them are life stories are really, really funny. So I do not know. We can talk about serious composers, or we can start about these two guys who like UFOs.
Yes, I think it'd be good because I just went to a UFO conference and I'm completely pumped. I love
how we
it.
Are jumping from big.
Because, you know, you do have joy in life. And when you talk about things that are just out on the fringe, but not negative. All these people who go to UFO conferences, they love UFOs, they love the aliens. They're not like hating on them. They think the world should be disarmed. We don't need any weapons. We can just collaborate and help each other. And that will is a much, much better way. But when the whole interest in with UFOs started right after World War II, one of the forefront of this whole movement was a Polish guy called George Adamski.
George Adamski.
Mr. George Adamski, who only finished some grades in elementary school, didn't even finish the whole elementary school before coming here. All of a sudden, I guess he was very smart, you know, he had setbacks in his life, that he started writing books about flying saucers. He invented the flying saucer thing.
Oh, no, that's
and
all.
And they made the first pictures from the early 50s.
That's all what we know
first.
About UFO. This is a Polish guy.
There's one Polish guy. It's like
who
some
created
of his,
the picture of it?
Some of them are real, some of them are not real, but what he did was he just went with the flow. It was right after Roswell, you know, there's all these stories about aliens and this and that. So he started taking various pictures and he was very convincing. He said he's been on board on the flying saucer. He wrote stories about how he was talking to the green guys and all this. And he published books. The books were incredibly popular. He had a huge following. God. And people didn't know if you believe him or not believe him. Is it true? Is it not true? Because could be true or could be not true. You don't know. He was even invited by the Queen of Belgium to lunch, you know, like he had like letters
some
from
cafes,
head of state
that, yeah.
Because some people said, oh, well, it sounds so convincing. However, people later analyzed like his pictures. Okay. So one of the pictures was a picture of a surgical lump, which was this oval shape. And he didn't even erase the name Siemens from the lamp.
Well, good commercial for this lamp.
Yeah, good commercial for the lamp. But then he bought a plot of land on Mount Palomar where the observatory is on the top. And halfway through, when you go up to the top, there was this cafe which had all the cosmic stuff. He would wear like a uniform, like a scientist, had a telescope. He gave lectures to people about the stars. And he had a good old life. And he had tons of fun, I'm sure.
He liked what
and it's like,
love with
was it harmful to anybody? No. You know, whoever wanted to believe it, they could. Yes. But whoever just took it for a ride because
for
it was so much fun,
as an entertainment,
you know, why not? So somebody who comes there and is very creative and just wants to do something fun and it just goes with the flow and it's nice, right?
Wonderful.
So the other story is about the two men also without much education. Just shows, no, me and doctorates and two masters, you with two masters. What is education good for? You have to have an idea for your life. You have to have a passion. Without passion, without an idea, your degrees will not
take
you anywhere. You will just be grumpy old person sitting
and
in a corner
angry,
and hating on the world, right?
Hating of everybody. Yeah.
And then hating the haters even makes you one of them, right?
Yes.
You cannot live on hate. You cannot just cannot just go on and condemn people. So these people, the brothers Ben and Joe Adamovich.
Pilots, yes.
So they came to America, very poor, started from scratch and worked really hard. Also, like, dropped out from school, from elementary school. They were so poor, they had to work away, so didn't go to school very much. But they started making drinks. They worked really hard and saved all the money. They started making alcohol in prohibition. So they had illegal.
Very creative way.
Yes. And then they put all the money first into cars and they crashed a couple of cars. And then one time they were driving along and they saw a plane. And they're like, plane, what is it? We want to fly it. So they got, and they both got licenses as pilots. And they were practicing flying. And then they decided they want to fly across the ocean. It was right after Charles Lindbergh flew across the ocean. It was the first flight. In a small, flimsy wooden plane covered with fabric. It was 1928, 1930. So it's like in this period.
Yeah.
Anyway, so they took this plane and they flew across from New York. Actually, they took it to, first they flew to Newfoundland in Canada. And from there, they landed for refueling near Paris. And then they flew to Poland, to Warsaw. They landed in
Warsaw.
From Newfoundland because they had to stop over for refueling. And so it's from there direct to Paris without all the modern equipment. At one moment they were going high and there was ice forming on the wings. So they were actually one of the guys would look out the window and scrape and then they had to go low so it would be
what a
not
courage.
So yes.
What a belief. What a challenge.
Yeah, and then they, because they had some problems, they realized that they one of the engines was leaking gas. So in order to reduce the weight, they threw out, including the food. So it was like 30-hour flight, and then they had no chicken, right? Because they had this chicken thing. And they were like, why did we have to throw out our food? Anyway, so it's a very beautiful story about them, how they did it, and they were welcome with honors in Holland, all the medals on the media, and then tours, and they were put in the very expensive hotel suites in separate rooms. And they hated it because they like being in a solo place together because the brothers, they want to talk to each other. They want to be close. So they were, and then they got some fancy clothes, you know, they were just simple
people.
They
were celebrities in Poland.
They were celebrities all of a sudden.
And then they went back to America?
They went back to America and somebody didn't like the fact that they were so successful and written about and whatnot. So they got arrested for, it was just at the end of Prohibition. It was just the last shot and they were put away in prison for 2 years, and then when they were let out, everything was taken away, even though it wasn't earned by the vodka money went into the flying. They bought the plane with this, but everything else was saving. They were saving and working really hard all their lives. So it doesn't end so well because it just so shows the cultural attitudes towards immigrants in that time. Because how dare they? They are uneducated, simple Polacks, right? Mm-hmm. The negative Polak.
Absolutely.
And here they come and they get on a plane and fly across the ocean like it's nothing. And then so many other people get in the plane, go out and come back because they can make it, because the planes were so bad. They're so flimsy and they were really breaking down so quickly. So all of a sudden these people succeed where so many others failed. So of course there's this Schadenfreude. Like,
so they
bring
died.
Down the good.
They died here.
They died in America. They lived very quiet lives after that. But there's follow up this memory. But you know what? We could remember how sad they were afterwards, or we could remember the great achievement they made.
That's what we need to talk about today.
And that's really important.
So again, first Polish people who flew from New York to Warsaw on a plane that who knows even was a plane because they were just self-made pilots.
They bought a used plane called company Belanka.
Okay.
And then there were, you know, this is wooden wings covered with fabric, right? This is the kind of plane it is. I mean, and it
so
flies.
Again, the names for people who want to know more about them, their names are?
Ben and Joe Adamowicz, the Adamowicz brothers, and I published a book of history about them by Kazimierz Brown and Zofia Reklewski-Brown. It's also on moonrisepress.com. So if you're interested about the story, it's very well written. I was reading it. Like
story for a film.
It's like a film.
One day I would love to just focus on the Moonrise because you present so much there. So people who want to learn more about your books or books that you help even publish, so they can find everything there. But we need to somehow connect all of your different paths in life. There's all one person and we have her here. Amazing. So another book. And who will be talking about? Okay, let's talk about Paderewski.
Okay. Paderewski. So see, was a famous pianist.
Yeah, this name is known in America.
It's known in America very much so, and he's very respected in America for really resurrecting Poland, because when President Wilson added the Polish cause to the treaty in Versailles at the end of World War I, it was because Paderewski lobbied him to add the cause of independent Poland, that Poland should be independent sovereign. And that's what happened. That's where Poland was taken away from the occupiers, which were Prussians, Austrians, and Germans, and Russians. These three nations took Poland apart. So now Poland came together
as
and
one.
Become again a wonderful country. And Paderewski, actually, I'm kind of sorry for him because he really sacrificed his music for Poland. He loved the country so much. he cared for the country so much that during the First World War, instead of giving recitals or composing or working on his career, all he did was tour America and give patriotic speeches about helping
different
Poland.
Callings,
and
two different callings.
And
he
collecting money to help Poland. And his wife had a little side business where making dolls, like dolls in folk costumes, and were selling those dolls also to bring money for Polish orphans. So it was a big thing that Paderewski was doing. But he was also a visionary as a politician, because his vision for Poland was a part of this Central European strong union of the small Central European countries that would work together and be together and be strong, as a group of countries and independent. Also, that's interesting when you read about their lives. Helena Paderewska in Switzerland on the estate, they had a chicken coop. They had all sorts of interesting chicken, because they were training Polish women and ladies to have the most profitable, most egg-laying chicken, right? So she would be interested in that. They were really interested in agriculture.
Very unusual couple.
Talking about wine, you know, Paso Robles, he brought the Zinfandel grape to California. So the oldest Zinfandel in California is from Paderewski. Wow.
So again, see? For everybody who little lost what we are talking about men named Paderewski. He was a politician, but first and foremost, he was a musician. He was a pianist, came from Poland, but lived in America. And outside, what now I'm learning, that if you drink little wine and name of
Zinfandel.
The wine, which everybody does, who brought the grapes to California?
It was Paderewski.
Thank you, Paderewski. Yeah, everybody say thank you, Paderewski. And his wife also, they're like entrepreneurs. They really...
Yeah,
live life their own ways.
For the charitable. Good cause, for charitable cause, to help people. I think when your life is full of helping people and doing good things forever and having a lot of joy doing it, you cannot be a helper when you're grim, right?
I think the segment needs to be called Happy.
Happy.
Because that's all what you are promoting. And in a way, through your smile and through your life story, as of now.
I have
so
much wrinkles because I smile so much.
Yeah, you know, but that's the most beautiful. I think... When you see
it's
all
good
the
to have a smile,
yes,
come on,
when you see all the person with this little beautiful smiley wrinkles,
smiling,
you
yeah.
know that she or he had a good life.
It's
so let's work on our smiley faces. The
that's
more
right.
you smile, beautiful wrinkles you have. You don't need to go for Botox, because who needs a plastic face? So right now, we need to somehow. We have 4 minutes to close our show for today. So let's focus on the most important information that we can leave people with. So we were talking with Maja Trochimczyk about poems that she brought to us from her childhood. We were listening to your poem to her daughter, which she taught us that many yeses in life probably will create happy life. So be open for good things to happen with smiley face, because we love to smile. And then you also were talking about unusual Polish people who maybe nobody knows, or some people knows, but they had no idea that they were Polish people. So if, of course, listening to our show, everybody can listen over and over and catch the names. I will post links to our show tonight or tomorrow morning, so people can download and people can listen over and over. And we have links to Maja, all her greatness, and so many great links and so many professions. And most people who see that you are coming say, how this woman can do all? And you are doing all because now,
it's fun.
Or headache for some people, but
if it was headache, I would be doing it.
You'll be not doing
you
that.
You just do things that feel right and flow. Go with the flow. If an opportunity shows up and you like it, mm-hmm. just go and follow. Right?
But immediately
we need more Maja and Monica in our lives.
Attraction.
So, okay.
Yes. Attraction.
When comes again to you, Monica? You are here a few months, and you already. are having your own play, which we are inviting everybody to see the 7 year itch. And we understand the tickets are going fast. 3 separate dates, which everybody can see them on Accent On or on Monica Eckert Facebook page. or just now you tell us
on
in your
Hollywood Fringe.
Yes.
.org.
And
I'm so proud.
And the days. You will be Marilyn Monroe in this
I'll be
play.
My version of Marilyn Monroe.
Of course. And the dates,
it's
if we can give 15.
June 23 and 28.
Okay. And also when it comes to Amodieska Club, we were promoting event with Las Vegas Cabaret Show, which brings us songs
from Polish cabaret from before the war, from after the war, all sorts of beautiful, romantic and witty cabaret songs, and we'll enjoy them on June 8th, which is this Saturday at 6 o'clock in South Pasadena Community Room. So
I love
it.
So much is happening around in LA, but now we have this beautiful corner of Europe that you both girls are bringing to us, and we are so proud to have you both on our show, and I know you will be back. Maya will be back. She will bring probably her guests, if not, trust me, the whole show could be with Maya exclusively, which I enjoy so, so much listening to you. Because then I would think like I didn't accomplish anything in my life. It's like, oh my gosh, I need to go.
You have a show.
I have a show. I have a show.
Very important.
I know, I'm joking. But always I can do more.
Yes.
No, you cannot. You have 2 master's degree. You have so many languages that you are acting. Because you're also acting in Russian.
Russian and Hebrew.
Russian, wow. Hebrew, Polish, and English, and French.
I am Polish and French right now.
And this, of course, the play will be in?
English.
So let's not get scared. It's not in Polish. It's in English. It's not in French. It's in English. So again, thank you so much for today. Accent On with Ilona Europa on LA Talk Radio. I'm so proud to bring you this show with, again, Maya Trochimczyk. And Monica Eckert.
Thank you very much.
Okay, so let's play, because this is a family show, a little bit of Natasha Mira, she's my daughter, a little bit of her song, Calling Out to Me. We all have the callings.
In the darkness, wow. I can see a glimpse of who I wanna be. Dancing moments in the air. I wanna run, see what I can become until I've won. I'm running far and wide, searching land and sea. I never thought I'd find my destiny, but it's calling out to me.
Calling out to me, calling out to me, calling out to me, out to me, out to me, calling out to me, calling out to me, calling out to me, out to me.
You're listening to Accent On with Ilona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.